Blog Talk Radio.
Underground faces that if you meet me with EJ, man, come on. Come on. Stargate SC1. Okay. Good evening. Good evening. This is your brother Elohim. We're coming to you live out of Philadelphia. Today's topic is health. We're going to be talking about why we're so sick, why we're spending so much time in the doctor's office, okay? And that's something I think that we need to be addressed, all right? They get mad at me when I go to the doctor's office because I'm not on no medication. Are you taking supplements? And I don't take supplements. Everything I eat comes straight from the food. Now, how good the food is, that's a whole nother story. Because they won't let Monsanto, the GMO, genetically modified organisms that they dealing with in the food and stuff, Monsanto got the money to lobby so that they don't have to label it. They don't have to put it on the labels. It should be on the labels, but it's not. Okay? So I just stay away from the big industries. Not saying that they're all evil, but the bottom line is the bottom line. People work want to get paid. But, I mean, they got to make money, you know. Let me do an assertion right quick. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your light, and I will get what I want. Now, do I know what I want? Yes, I do. I want freedom, justice, and equality for the planet. That's what I want. I want peace. Well, not peace. Well, now that I know what peace means, I don't be asking for peace. I want love, reciprocity. You know, first you have to learn what love is. That brings me to the next thing I always say. Love is an action word. Love is an act that makes others feel good. Okay? So if you're not, your actions don't make others feel good, then you're not acting out of love. Yeah, I don't know what you're acting out of. You're acting out of probably one of the deadly sins, you know, greed, hatred, envy. You dig where I'm coming from? if you're not acting out of love, a sin is something or someone that goes against the law. That's what a sin is, okay? Sin is not evil. And what is the law? The law is basically reap what you sow. Don't do anything that you don't want nobody to do to you. That's the law, okay? And all the sinners around reap what you sow, okay? Now, why is reap what you sow so important? Because they're calling it science. If you reap two chemicals together, you're going to sow a reaction. You put mathematics on the reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction, okay? That's science. But the reap what you sow aspect, that thought process, all right, mentally and physically, is what balances the scientific methodology, okay? Scientists is a methodology of study, methodology of action. That's what science is, okay? And the reap what you sow balances that. And science has to be balanced. These people would have been blew up the planet. You know, they've been a genocide, all the people that they don't like. They don't, this pandemic, you know, and the fact that poor black countries can't get the vaccine. You think that's a coincidence? Do you understand what I'm saying? You think some of this stuff is not by design? You got to understand who you're playing with, you know, who you're dealing with. You're dealing with some evil people out here. I'm not saying that everybody dealing with the vaccine is evil. That's not what I'm saying. But you have evil people out here, people who want you to be their slave, people who think it's their birthright to be your king or to be your queen so that only their children can be in charge of whatever's going on. If your people think like that, you got people running right here now talking about, yeah, I'm a queen, I'm a king. Yeah, okay, well, you ain't my king, and you ain't my queen. I don't know, you had to go wherever your family is, you be their king and queen. No, I don't need a king, and I don't need a queen, because I know who I am, okay? I am conscious energy form and flesh. That makes me a person that can manipulate source energy. That makes me a designer. That makes me a god, according to Psalm 82. You know, I'm always bringing back to the Bible now. So They've been having us duck the Bible, put the Bible down, because it don't make sense to us most of the time. You know, when you get to a certain point after you've read all the stories, you say, man, this stuff don't make no sense. You know what I mean? Who are these guys that are attacking people and murdering and killing people out there? What is this all about here, you know? Some people come to the conclusion, man, the God of that Bible is a wicked, evil son of a gun. You know what I mean? But there are many gods to this Bible. You follow what I'm saying? Now, we're talking about health today, right? We're in the book and talk about health that will keep you out of the doggone doctor's office. Genesis 1:29. I've given you every herb and seed and plant for meat. Yes, we're supposed to be meat eaters. But we're supposed to be eating meat as prescribed in Genesis, not flesh, okay? As long as you're consuming large amounts of flesh, I think we're only consuming any flesh, but once you don't eat your way into trouble, sometimes you need a little, you have to do a little things to get out. But it depends on how sick you are. If you're really sick, like if you got cancer and it's metastasized and the doctor telling you, oh, man, you only got a few more months or you only got a year to live, you can eat your way out of that, okay? I'm telling you right now, cancer is a protein derivative. The body makes cancer to eat the extra protein that you're eating. Wait a minute, how am I getting too much protein in my system? According to the chart that was set up by the government, 26 grams of protein a day as an adult. That's all you need, okay? 26 grams of protein, and you can get that protein from your fruits and vegetables. Yeah, fruits and vegetables got protein in it. Believe it or not, you say, who knew? I read you the list last week about the legume, the peas. Peas have protein in them. Who knew? You know, you put a group of vegetables together, you'll get 26 grams of protein. And when you eat, you know, you're getting all the protein you need without consuming flesh. They're worried about vegan people. They weren't about the vegetarians. Well, that's the Genesis diet. They just give it a different name. That's what they do stuff, okay? If you're eating the way it says in Genesis, you're a vegan. If you're eating the way it says in Genesis, you are a vegetarian. You got vegetarians that walk around talking, yeah, I'm a vegetarian, but I eat a little fish. Now, what vegetable do a fish come from? Well, I eat eggs. I'm a vegetarian. What vegetable do the egg come from? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's on people's minds. But this is what's be going. There's something's wrong with the thought process that this society is introducing people to through the occult practices. Wait a minute. I'm not under no cult. You don't know what a cult is. So that's why you're saying that. A cult is the stories that you believe and follow as if they're real. Is they going to come from? Instead of following the power of the story, you're following and trying to debate the stories. The stories are to get you to the power. Once you get to the power, the stories are irrelevant. Okay? This is what I'm trying to say. Okay. I know we're talking about, I'm still talking about eating. You know what I mean? Because in Genesis, it gives you how you're supposed to eat so you will die. In the time of Adam and Eve, how long is in that time is? 930 years. That's the normal lifespan of this human physical flesh that we're in. We're living 100, if we live 120 years, man, we consider ourselves lucky. Oh, man, I'm 105. Walk around looking like a prune. Looking like you got 5 minutes before somebody put you in a coffin. You're not supposed to look like that. You're supposed to be looking 30 and 40 years old all the way up until the time that you're close to 200 years old. Hello? Did I say something wrong? No, I didn't. That's what you're supposed to. What you're supposed to be doing and what's happening is two different things. The way they process the food, what they're doing to the food, what they're doing to the food, dealing with the preservatives and stuff. You know, how are you going to have I got a bottle of ketchup that's been in my refrigerator forever, and it's still good. What in the world did they do to them tomatoes to make that ketchup last so long? And because of what they did, is that any good for me when I adjust, when I ingest that ketchup? You follow what I'm saying? We got to wake up. We got to start thinking, okay? Why is this book that I keep talking about so important to so many people? Because the people, they get caught up in the occult practices, they're under somebody's control. The people that are under the power of the book, they're free. They're the ones that's got their foot on their neck, not all of them. You can't just lump a whole bunch of people up together. We have a tendency to do that too. But the stories, when people say, oh, they practice in a cult. They're in an occult. They're cult practice. They're cult members. The Knights Templar, they're cults. The Seventh Day Adventists, they're cult. These people are cult. The Buddhism, that's a cult. You know what I mean? Listen, let me break this down to you real quick, because it's really, really simple. Okay? It's not that complicated at all. They make it complicated, so it's not your fault. They make it so complicated that I have no idea what's going on. You're sitting in the church most of the time. You're in these groups. It's the entertainment that keeps you coming back. You're having a good time. And then we say, oh, man, I'm having a good time. I had a good time in church last week. It's supposed to be there to have a good time. There's nothing wrong with having a good time while you're there, but that's not the purpose of you being here. The purpose of you being here is to learn how to handle power. That's why you're there, because of who the book say you are, okay? And the book is telling you, you supposed to be living for 900 or more years. How do you do this? Follow the book. I've given you herbs and seed plants for meat. You got to become vegetarians, vegans, whatever they call it out there, you know? But that's the Genesis diet. But there's more to the diet than that, okay? Now, let me get into the occult, this occult thing right now, because this is what got everybody screwed up. The occult is the stories. The stories are the cult. If you're a cult practitioner, that means you're believing all of these crazy stories that these people are giving you rather than deal with the power. Let's go to one of the basic stories that they give us when we live. Oh, boy, this is interesting. It's called The Three Little Pigs. Okay? What do you mean, Three Little Pigs? What's wrong with the Three Little Pigs? One little pig built his house out of straw. One little pig built his house out of wood. And the last little pig built his house out of brick. They kept building and changing the houses because a big bad wolf came along and blew the houses down. You know what I'm saying? Build your house on a strong foundation, period. Everybody can use that information. That's the story. Hold your attention to get to the power. The power is making sure that you're building on a strong foundation. If you ain't building on a strong foundation, somebody going to tear it down. And that's a big statement, because you got foundations that are foundations that are foundation. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big thought. That's a big thought. You follow what I'm saying? Now, here's what we do. Instead of figuring out how to build a house on a strong foundation and what that means, we're asking questions about the three little pigs. Now, wait a minute. How did three little pigs learn how to build a straw house? What was their names? Now, where were they from? You know, did they have mothers and fathers, or where did they live at? It's the questions that we're asking about the stories, when all of that is irrelevant, okay? In Genesis, it says, I've given you herbs and seed plants for meat. Why did I give you this stuff? So that you can live in the time of Eve, which is 930 years. Okay, he knew once they became physical, that their system was one that the flesh decays, and they would have to eat in order to for the body to renew those every 7 years. The body renews every cell that's there. Okay, and you have to eat a certain way so that the body can produce perfect cell. If you're eating a certain way and the body's producing imperfect cells, you're going to get sick. Okay,
20 to 30 years. That's how long the body can hold out. Sometimes not even that long. Depends on what you're feeding it. 20, 30 years. After that, you have to visit the doctor more often. When you're young, how often do you go to the doctor? Look at your children. They barely ever a doctor. What is a doctor? They barely even go to a doctor because their system is still vital. Your system is still young. It's still producing mostly perfect cells. But as time begins to go on, as the journey, on their journey, they the cells begin to, the body begin to produce more and more defective cells. You know what I'm saying? Let's think about that. Oops. Let's think about that 3 meal a day diet. Now, we're under a society where the drug dealers, I'm calling them what they are, the drug dealers are controlling the dietary practices of the masses. The 3 meal a day diet is designed to have you on drugs for the rest of your life by the time you turn 50. And who benefits by you being on drugs for the rest of your life after you turn 50? The drug dealers. The drug dealers are making up the diet. They got the pyramid diet, and then they have, I mean, they have you going crazy out here with the diet. But the topic of the day, if you've eaten your way into bad health, you can eat your way out. If you have any kind of health problems whatsoever, you need to stop for a minute. Might take longer than a minute, but you need to make up a chart that tells you what's in all of the food that you're eating. Okay, find out how much protein, how much vitamin A, how much retinol, how much of the different things that you need. Find out how much of each thing that you need during the course of the day. All right. Now, once you do that, enter your eating habits with this thought process. Why am I eating? Eating to make perfect cells. That's why you're eating. Because if you make perfect cells every 7 years, your body will begin to rejuvenate itself where you don't be aging like we're aging. You see some of these people tell me, oh, I'm 90 years old. They look like they're about ready to die any second. You know, the skin all falling out, the wrinkles every day all going place. They look awful. They're not supposed to be looking like that. You know, not after just 100 years. We got some people that look like that after 70, 80 years. You follow what I'm saying? Internally, your stuff start breaking down, you know? Especially those that are strong meat eaters. Oh, boy. Internally, your stuff start breaking down real quick. All right? But what I'm saying is, think about this. This is the thought process that you should be thinking when you making up your diet. 98.6, that's the temperature they say. Well, I don't keep mine at 98.6. 98.6 is a temperature that the system is saying that your body should be at. That means that you have an oven called a stomach. That food, you're putting that food into your oven, and which is called the stomach and your intestines, whatever you want to call it. And it begins to, with the acid from within your system, it begins to break down the food into a molecular level, so that when the molecules go through the veins, whatever molecule that you need for that particular part of the body, it will take it right from your veins. You follow what I'm saying? But it's on a molecular level. Certain things aren't supposed to go. Certain things go certain places. Certain things are extracted from the body at certain places at certain times so that the body can produce the perfect cell. Now, think in terms of making a cake. I say this every week. I know you're getting tired of hearing it. But think in terms of making a cake. If you put everything in the cake at the same time, when you pop that sucker in the oven, you're going to have a perfect cake. Leave the sugar out. Cake ain't going to be sweet. Leave the leavening out. That cake is not going to rise. Don't put the eggs in. That cake is going to be gluey. If you want the perfect cake, you have to put all of the ingredients that you need to make that cake in when you eat. I mean, not when you eat, when you make the cake, okay? Same thing happens when you eat. Your 3-meal-a-day diet sucks because you're not getting the proper nutrients when you sit down to eat to make the perfect cell. Let's go over that breakfast diet that they be talking about. We're talking bacon. Oh, man, I was talking to my nephew the other day. Yeah, I had a nice breakfast. I had me some bacon, eggs, and some grits, and a couple slices of toast, and a nice big cup of coffee, and I'm good, you know? Think about what he just ate. Your body needs 26 grams of protein, period. It needs 80 to 90 nutrients to make that perfect cell. There's nothing green on that plate. It's mostly protein, mucus coming from the grits. You know what I'm saying? High mucus content coming from the grits. That's a terrible breakfast. Now, after you eat that, now think about that. With the eggs, eggs is loaded with protein. Bacon is loaded with protein, okay? You only need 26 grams of protein for the whole day. Now we go to have lunch. Oh, boy, the society say you need breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now we go to have lunch. We get a nice little turkey sandwich, lettuce, and tomatoes on it, you know what I mean? A little mayonnaise and condiments on it, you know. orange juice, and I had me a nice little lunch. Maybe I'll have an apple or something, you know? How many nutrients and minerals are you getting from that lunch? Then we go to have dinner. We have an 8-ounce steak with some potatoes and some steamed beans on the side. Well, let's not get too bad. We'll have string. We'll have the asparagus. More vitamins and string beans. I have asparagus. Nice big old potato, and I have me some, I have me an 8-ounce steak. Now, the body only needs 26 grams of protein per day. That's about the equivalent of a scoop of tuna fish or half a chicken for those that are meat-eaters. That's about what that is. Now, with those 3 meals that you just ate, the body is saying, I got too much protein. I got to get rid of some of this protein. What does it do? It produces cancerous cells to eat the protein. Protein is meat. So once you start eating the extra protein that you put in it, it begins eating you. If you know what I'm saying? And if you cut back on eating so much protein, okay, the body will cut back on producing those cancerous cells. Oh, you didn't know that. The body can stop producing cancerous cells, and the cancer will go away. Hello? Because it won't have the extra, there's no extra protein for it to consume. And it won't be consuming you because the body won't be producing enough of it for it to eat the extra cell and you at the same time. Cancer is a protein derivative. Okay, they don't have a cure for cancer. So they say. You have to be careful. You got to watch these guys. You know how much money they make off of chemo and pills and surgery and everything else for cancer? They are getting paid. If they have a cure, I don't know. I have to think about it. If they have a cure, would they put it on the market? No, they would lose billions of dollars by putting a cure for cancer on the market. Yet you have people. Now, think about this for a second. You have doctors that are curing cancer through the diet. One doctor's name, black doctor name, Dr. Sabi, curing cancer through the diet, all right? Took him to court. He proved that he could do it, and he won the case because he said he can cure it, and he's been curing him, okay? White doctor, name Dr. Davis. She's curing cancer through the diet. What did they do to her? They put the cross on her. They vilified her, called her kinds of quack and everything, ran her out of the country. She had to go to Mexico, and her patients had to go to Mexico to be cured from the disease. I mean, just how these guys play. I'm telling you. But if you eat your way into bad health, you can eat your way out. This is what we're saying. That's the thought process for today. Why are you eating? You're eating to make perfect cells every 7 years, okay? Every set without fail. The body is pretty consistent. Every 7 years without fail, the body reproduces every cell in it. Now, whether the body's making defective cells or perfect cells or defective cells, that's something different, you know? Now, I do this every week, so we're gonna list, okay, some of the things, all right, that the body needs. And then I'm going to give you, time we got here, I don't want to get carried away and miss my little commercial. I've been doing this every day. Uh-oh, it's time for the commercial right now. Okay, so we're going to do the commercial. Oops. I read the wrong thing. We're going to do the commercial. And after I do the commercial, then I'm going to give you a list, okay? I'm going to give you a list of things that the body needs. And then I'm going to take another vegetable. Now, if you have a particular vegetable that you want to know what's in it, okay, you can just hit one on your dial after the commercial, and I'll go through the vegetable of your choice. I have a list of vegetables. It should be in there. Whatever one you give me, it should be on this list, okay? If it's not on this list, then I'll tell you where to get it from, okay? It's your brother. Oops. This is Elohim Five Tribes, Constellation Elohim, which they call Osiris or Orion's Belt. Okay. Elohim Speaks, come on every day from 8 to 9 p.m. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Oh, I forgot that I'm supposed to be playing the... now, what is going on with this thing here? Oh, I'm supposed to be playing one of the songs that I produced along with the commercial. I should go ahead and redo the commercial so that it would play on its own. But I don't know. I kind of like saying the commercial because I kind of like flowing with it for a minute here, you know. Anyhow, the song you're hearing in the background is one of the songs off the album, okay? Now, if you want to have a comment or something to say, just press one on your dial. And once you press one on your dial, let me know if you have a comment or something you want to say. If you just want to give a shout-out, just want to say hi or what's up, that's fine too, okay? Or if you just want to listen, that's cool too. We don't mention your name. We just mention the last four digits of your phone number. And that will let you know that we know we got you, and that you can, and you're in the air and you can speak, okay? On Monday is Society's Society News. Tuesday, it's we read from the Tyrannical Scriptures. That's Secret Doctrine. Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume, that's not on the market. The only way you can get it if you're a member or you're listening to this broadcast, okay? Wednesday, we talk about politics. Thursday, we talk about money, which we talked about yesterday, how to keep money in your pocket. Friday, we're talking about health, which we're doing right now. Saturday, we dedicate Saturday to our brother Mac, Milton McIntyre, from the Legacy of a Nation, who made transition last month. And I really miss brother. He was my elder, and we've had a nice little journey together, okay? And Sunday, we're talking about the Bible 2.0. We're not talking about the Bible for the sake of the story. We're not trying to hype you up over Moses and all those guys. We're just trying to get you back to your power base. We want you thinking power, understanding how power works. And that's what the book does, okay? We have a CD on the market. The link is CD baby / CD / Elohim Christ. That's the number two. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube under 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. Okay. Now we say Jesus is coming. We want to know where he's coming from. We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So your sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you're dumping, because one of them babies might just be wanting to get us out of this mess. And brothers, think about it. It takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of them. So you hang in there with your sisters once they start conceiving, okay? Now, you know, they're going through the abortion thing right now. You know, I don't really get into it because my plot for an abortion, once the seed is fertilized, 2 minutes after that, the incorporeal energy enters that egg. That egg is alive. And if the incorporeal energy don't enter that egg, When that baby comes to term, it's stillborn. Because the life of the flesh is the incorporeal energy that's in it. Now, the doctors have taped the egg being fertilized, and they witnessed the light emanating from the egg once the incorporeal energy in it, and turn that flesh into a living thing, you know. That light comes around the egg, and they say they don't know where the light comes from, but we know better, right? So I don't get into the abortion thing. That's up to God. We're dealing with the females who are gods, and if they decide they don't want to bring that God to term, that's their right, so to speak. But they need to discuss it with the dad. Is the dad available? Sometimes women have babies. They don't know where the dad is. They know who the dad is. They don't know where. So women have more authority over the embryo that's in their stomach than anybody else, which is okay, you know, because God is God. You know, what can I tell you, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, The Miracle Scriptures of Christ Has Come. And so now that book you can buy, just give me a call if you want the CD or the book at 215-758-1703. Actually from 9 to 5, almost any day you can call. And if you want a copy of the book, okay, I'll make sure I get it out to you right away, all right? Don't forget to check out our webpage, our webpage is Elohim's Five Tribe Society of Love. Check out our website, because we're going to be selling our products from that site. And if you have products, if you're making products out there and you want a place to sell them, and it's hard for you to get on Amazon and Walmart, you'll be able to check out our site, and we'll be able to sell them the products right from our site. So just work on how you're going to present the product, how you're going to put it on the net, and how much you want for it. Now think about it. You need a wholesale, retail, and you have retail, wholesale, and manufacturing price. You need three prices when you make this product, okay? We'll get into that on Thursday, on Money Day, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history and he helps fill in the pieces. That's Horace Butler. I want to say that again. I was just listening to him on YouTube. He has a very unique perspective on Black history. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, I think everybody should hear it. That's where I am on that, okay? And our Legacy for Nation will not be on. We'll be doing that on Saturday for Mac. For Brother Mac, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Tammy. She's on YouTube under Kimitri 11. She has spoken word. And for those who don't know, that's Will.i.am's sister, you know? We met her on the show through Will.i.am, and he's doing his broadcast, okay? And so she's on there singing right now. She sounds pretty good. Check her out. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Mickey Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube under Nikki Love Wu Nam, WNOM. Her calling number is 909-749-8626, okay? So just give her a call, find out what's going on. And when you call her, mention that Brother Elohim, okay? A lot of us don't know that. That's my stage name, Elohim Christ. Elohim that you got the number from Elohim. And I should be more receptive to you, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 120 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNICEL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. So for more information, just contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320, okay? For those of you who are not familiar with UNIA, you need to Google Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey had the largest organization, Black organization, in the history of the country, period. No one has had a larger organization than Marcus Garvey, okay? And then, they crucified him as well. I'd also like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries, they make designer clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just give Bella a call. That's number 609-638-5828. If I'm not mistaken, he's on his way back to Africa right now. If he's not already in Africa, I have to give Brother a call. I know he said he was supposed to be leaving this week or next week, you know, because he got some things going on over there, and we might want to get involved when he come back. I'm sure when he come back, he'll tell us a little bit more about it. Okay, Save More Electronics. That's an industrial electricity electric company. Okay, they're licensed and certified. They do sockets and lights and anything you deal with inside the house that you need done, just give them a call. If you want some things running there, some things changed around, just give them a call and they'll take care of you. If you need a sound system, a security system, they do security alarm systems as well. That's one of my children's companies. I like to check out when the children are doing well. You know, I like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton. He writes under the name of Tommy T, T-E-E. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He sounds pretty good. He got about 6-7 CDs on the market. I plugged him because he helped me out with the CD that I'm that you're listening to. Well, it's only 5 minutes, so it was 5 minutes. He did the harmony. Here's something beautiful harmony on there. Tommy helped me do that, okay? His number is 267-259-4077. Give him a call. Okay, check out what he thought. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Potts Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's an EMT nurse. She's an EMT who is currently in medical school, soon be a doctor. You gotta love it. Taylor Potts has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best qualified children's service, sir, give her a call at 215-594-3081. Okay, I talked to her. She gave me a different number than the last number I was using. So this is the new number if you don't have a number from before, okay? Her email address is taylorpathlearningacademy@gmail.com. I'll let you tell a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. That would be Dr. 779-7355 and Dr. Bill. His number is 61-561-3864. So if you're sick and you don't have these guys on speed dial, you need to be sick. No, nobody needs to be sick. I know I say it every time. So give these guys a call and don't worry, be healthy. And the reason why I give these guys a plug, because they're naturopathic healers, okay? They don't even consider themselves doctors. Dr. Paul, he has a wealth of stuff on the internet that you can buy to help you out. He's got all kinds of green stuff that you can take if you're not getting no greens in your vitamin in your body and stuff like that. There, you need to go to a site and check them out. That'll be Dr. Paul, okay? And check them out, and you'll be amazed at what these guys are doing out there. Okay, okay. Back to the topic now. Now, if anybody want a particular fruit or vegetable that you want me to go through, just press 1. And today we'll do that particular vegetable rather than the one that I was going to do, okay? Now, this is a list of the stuff that the body needs. And it tells you where to get it from. I'm going to mention certain things here. Naturally, I don't eat flesh. So, but that don't mean that a lot of you still aren't still eating a little flesh out there. But I suggest you get off of it as soon as possible. If you can, anything red, all the red meat, stop eating it, period. You can stop eating that, you know. Just go for the chicken and the duck and the seafood. Leave all the red meat alone, lamb, all that stuff. Just stop eating it, you know. Those are the worst types of flesh that you can't eat, okay? So we're going to go down this here. Now, we're talking about proteins, right? That's meat, poultry, fish, dried beans, peas, cheese, eggs, and milk. That's where you can get your protein from, right? I'm just going to read a couple of descriptions about the protein just to let you know. When you get into the 5-vegetable diet, that I'm promoting all of the nutrients and proteins work together at the same time to make that perfect cake, okay? The protein consists of parts of structure of every cell, such as muscle, blood, and bone, supports growth and maintains health of the body cells, maintains healthy body cells, constitutes part of enzymes, some hormones, and blood fluids, and antibodies that increase resistance to infection. Okay, this is your protein. Now we're talking about carbohydrates. We're talking about cereal, potatoes, dried beans, rice, corn, bread, sugar, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Supplies energy so that protein can be used for growth and maintenance of body cells. Unrefined products supply fiber for regular elimination. assist in SAT utilization. The reason why I did these two every time is because it's just the beginning picture of how the carbohydrates work with the protein work with the carbohydrates. All these things work together to make that cake, to make that perfect cell, okay? I'm not going to give a description on the rest of it. I'm just going to go down. We got fat. You can get from the shortening oil, butter, margarine, salad dressing, and fatty meats, okay? Well, I'll just give a little description. Constitutes part of a structure of every cell, supplies essential fatty acids, provide and carry fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K, okay? But all these things are part of every cell. See, every cell needs all of these ingredients at the same time when you eat. So there's three meals a day. I'm not saying you shouldn't eat three meals a day, but you should eat a complete, when I say a complete balanced meal, I'm talking about 70 to 80 nutrients and minerals going in your system at the same time, okay? If you got to have that, you got to have that eggs and bacon in the morning, do a green smoothie with it instead of the coffee. You follow what I'm saying? Get your coffee later on. You do that green smoothie to get some of the nutrients and minerals to help digest all that that protein and carbs that you just put in your body, okay? And that's what I'm saying. I mean, the three-meal diet is not bad. It's what you're eating for those three meals. Most of them only need two meals a day anyway. But I'm just saying, I mean, I've been on a one-meal-a-day diet for a minute, and that works pretty good, you know? Okay, let's finish. We just did the fat. Now we did vitamin A, which is retinol. It comes from liver, carrot, sweet potatoes, greens, green, yellow, or orange vegetables. That's the vitamin A. Vitamin C, that's the sorbic acid. And broccoli, orange. See, this man, broccoli, vitamin C. Who know broccoli got vitamin C in it? Okay. We're talking about broccoli, orange, grapefruit, papaya, mango, strawberry. This is your vitamin C, okay? I'm not going to read our descriptions because we're going to go through, I'm going to go through one vegetable all the way through and tell you what's in it, proteins and all that stuff, how much of each of those things have in it. And like I said, if you want me to do a specific vegetable, you can press 1 on your dial and let me know that you have a certain vegetable that you might want to know about, and I'll do that vegetable, okay? Let's keep this going. This is Health Night, man. We're trying to get you away from the doctor. There's nothing wrong with the doctor. The doctor's there when you're sick. We're trying to keep from getting sick so you don't need the doctor. You follow what I'm saying? Of course, it might piss the doctor off because they'll be making the money off you, but hey, what can I tell you? We're talking about thiamine, that's vitamin B1. We're talking about lean pork, nuts, fortified cereal products. Riboflavin, that's vitamin B2. We're talking about liver, milk, yogurt, cottage cheese. There's a visible source for everything I'm mentioning. So if I don't mention a visible source, I'm going down here. You can literally just go on the internet and click it in, and it'll tell you what visible that you can get, your riboflavin or your vitamin too, same thing. Niacin, we got liver, meat, poultry, fish, peanuts, fortified cereal products, okay? Calcium, we got milk, yogurt, cheese, sardines, salmon with bones, kale, hold it, kale, you mean collard greens and kale got calcium in it? Who knew? I'm just saying, you know, collard greens is one of the diets on the list. So you're getting your calcium as well, you know, in the five vegetable diet, you're literally getting your calcium as well. So you don't have to run out and drink a cup of animal milk or eat a whole handful of peanuts or nuts to get your calcium. You can get calcium right from the vegetable as well, okay? I got mustard and turnip greens, okay? They all both have calcium in it. Iron. Iron-rich farina, prune juice, liver, dried beans, and peas. There's those peas again. Red meat, iron, fortified cereal. Now, I recommend a quarter cup of prune juice every day, you know, to people when they eat. This is how I recommend, okay, that you begin your day when you're eating. This is what I recommend that you do. Tablespoon. Okay, balsamic vinegar, all right? You call it with the mother, with little things in the bottom. You need a tablespoon of that, 8 ounce glass of water, quarter cup of prune juice. This is before you eat in the morning, every day before you eat. If you don't eat in the morning, you eat at lunch, you eat at lunchtime, whatever. Before you eat, that's what I suggest you do. Clean your system out and give you a little extra iron for the day, okay? And vinegar is absolutely amazing. And you'd be surprised. If you do that for a couple months, you'd be surprised at how much better you're going to feel, you know? That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to get into the five vegetable diet. What time is it? okay, we got about 10 minutes. I get carried away, so you have to excuse me, you know, because this is exciting for me, letting people know certain things. Okay, we got a hand up. Somebody have a question. Let's see what we got here. Let me see if I can get this thing cut on here. We got 7087. Your mic is open. You're on the air. You have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question in regards to the vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower. They said that they're hybrid vegetables and they're not good for us. If you follow the Dr. Sabi's menu, he tried to stay away from them because he said they're not alkaline vegetables to eat. What's your take on it?
Well, Dr. Sabi is right, and it's that. But now, a lot of the vegetables that he mentioned, they're so difficult to find. And diet that I have you on, these vegetables are very easy to come by. And they will get the job done. You know what I'm saying? Now, Dr. Sage is right. Like with carrots, carrots is a hybrid too. So we have a lot of hybrid vegetables. But when I get stuck and I'm in a pinch and I need that beta carotene, I'll do carrots. I'll do carrots to get the extra beta carotene. Like I'm having trouble with my eyes and I need the extra beta carotene in my system. So I'll just go ahead and do carrots. But when you're in the city, and especially when you get to a certain point where you don't have time to run around to all these places looking for these vegetables, it's kind of hard to find that stuff. But I would recommend that if you can find a vegetable, now you have to go through the nutrient chart and what's in the vegetables, check what's in broccoli. And if you can find a vegetable to substitute for broccoli, do that. If you can find a vegetable to substitute for a Brussels sprout, do that. In fact, if you can find a vegetable, a whole, and like, well, I can't say whole foods because whole foods got all kinds of stuff in there. But if you can find a vegetable and that Dr. Sabi is promoting, okay, that have the same mineral and nutrient content in the five vegetables that I'm mentioning, switch up. See what I'm saying? And if one of the vegetables that I mentioned you don't like, find something that have the same nutrient content and switch up. Dr. Sabi he's on point. You know, you can't go wrong with Dr. Sabi, that's for sure. But now if you look at Dr. Sabi, right, look at his picture. There's no black hair on his face. Which means that he's eating healthy, but he's not eating in which to reduce the age. So there has to be an age reduction. The diet that I'm mentioning is an age reduction diet. My gray hair on my hair is turning black. Gray hair on my beard is turning black. You follow what I'm saying? Because I'm actually eating to reduce the aging process. So that's the only fault that I have with the, I don't have a fault with alkaline foods, but the combination, see, this is what Dr. Sabi is not mentioning. The combination of food so that you're getting all of the nutrients and at the same time to make that perfect cell. That's what he doesn't talk about. And but any vegetable that I mentioned, if you can substitute or think they have the same nutrient and mineral count that Dr. Sadie's talking about, switch up. Switch up if you can get it. You follow what I'm saying? Now, I shop once a month. So most of the vegetables I'm eating, they're not fresh. They're frozen, which is the closest to fresh that you can get in this society. Because I only shop once a month. That's by design. I don't have time to run back to the review. Because vegetables, fresh vegetables don't last that long in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? So I can't buy a whole amount of vegetables because they'll begin to spoil unless I either dry them out or cook them and freeze them, you know, like it there, you know. So it's just quick for me to just get the vegetable like that. But, yes, any vegetable that you can switch out that Dr. Sabe is talking about, switch out. But you have to do your homework. Build your nutrient chart so that or just look up what's in the particular vegetables that I mentioned. And if you can find an equivalent on what Dr. Sabe is saying, then go ahead and do that. That's another thing that I didn't get from Dr. Sabe. I didn't get the nutrient charts of the vegetables and stuff that he's pushing. He mentioned certain things that they have in them, but I don't have the I don't have the breakdown like I do for the rest of the vegetables. You know, I know every little thing that's in the vegetable and every little thing that's not in it and how much of everything is in those vegetables. Okay. Now, if you have one of those vegetables in mind that Dr. Sabe mentioned, if you can give it to me now, I'm probably can just, because I'm going to go through a vegetable, I can take one of those and we can see what's in it. Do you have the name of one of those alkaline vegetables that he's talking about?
The list, it's a lot. Hold on.
Okay. Well, we'll be here every week. So next week,
vegetables. He has avocado, bell peppers, cucumbers, dandelion green banana, kale, lettuce, mushrooms, okra, olives, onions, tomatoes, kiwi, and plum only.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's. Okay, let's take that. How much time we got here? We only got 3 minutes. I don't know if I have enough time.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, my God. No, that's fine. That's great. That was a wonderful question. That's what I'm saying. We need these kind of questions. Let's deal with, legumes, meat, set, beef. We're talking about... grains, proteins. I was going to do the pepper, since you mentioned the bell pepper. You know,
mm-hmm.
It is grains, proteins, corn. Well, actually, I don't have time to do that today. But I'm gonna list. Tell you what you do. Right, 215-758-1703. Right, make a list of the vegetables that you want me to go through, and I'll go through one or two every week, every Friday. I go through one or two of them so that you can see what's in them. Okay, 215-758-1703. So make up a list, but remember, what I'm putting you on is an age reduction diet as well. Not only does it make you healthy, but it reduces the aging process. Like I said, we're supposed to be here for 900 years. There's a methodology of eating that will keep us here that long, okay? And this is what the five vegetable diet does. It puts you on the track to begin the age reduction portion of the diet, okay? And with that, we're actually out of time. So remember, or just text me one vegetable Friday before the show. Text me a vegetable that you want me to go through, and I'll have it prepared, and we can go through that particular vegetable from Dr. Baby's list. Okay? Now, I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I eagerly embrace everything coming back to me that I have done today. So let it be written, let it be done. That's just my closing assertion. But remember that love is an act and make others feel good. Now remember, any question that you want to ask on the show, feel free to chime in and ask it, you know, because that's what makes the show go better. It's an interactive show, follow what I'm saying? And sometimes the questions that you ask, other people might have the same question too and just don't ask. Okay, so text me a list of the vegetables that, or one or two of the vegetables that you might want me to check out, and go on to the government site and look up what they say what's in each vegetable. But they have a list. They have a nutrient chart. The government has a nutrient chart that you can look up. You can go to vegetables.gov. Or .gov, nutrientchart.gov. And the government has a chart out there, which is supposed to have, which is supposed to eat, okay? With that, I just want to repeat again, love is the act and the government feel good. God have a feel good day. This is your brother Elohim, and we will be here tomorrow Saturday. We're talking about Black history. So if you got some information on Black history you want to share with everybody, jump in. We'll be on 8 to 9. With that, much love, guys. We'll chit-chat again tomorrow, okay?